Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Also being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and the Lenape Solar Hotline, 1-800-795-9565, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to LenapeSolar.com. So my question to you fans is simply this. Have you had enough of the Olympics, or are you ready for football?
Three more days, I will be.
All right, this date in sports history, sponsor still needed. 1947, William Odom completed an around-the-world flight. He set the solo record by completing the flight in 73 hours and 5 minutes. In 1971, Harmon Killebrew became the 10th major league player to hit 500 career home runs. 1973, Arnold Palmer did not make the cut for the final two rounds of the PGA. It was the first time it had ever happened to Arnold in his career. In 1981, Pete Rose hit a single and broke the National League record, which had been held by Stan Musial, hit number 3,630. This day in sports history brought to you by insert sponsor here. You can work on that.
Okay. That'll give me something to do. Yeah. By the way, speaking for looking for something for me to do, I did find what I believe is what all the Bolt controversy has been discussing. And it's Lewis's comments. It appears to be after the Beijing games and told Sports Illustrated countries like Jamaica do not have a random program so they can go months without being tested. I'm not saying anyone is on anything, but everyone needs to be on a level playing field. It appears that was what was being discussed in the media conference yesterday.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, something from 4 years ago.
Right.
Well, and Lewis has said a couple of things since then, but let's face it, that was from 4 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, something from 4 years ago. I mean, they make it seem like Lewis made the comment yesterday.
Yeah. The recent comments he made was that he repeats, that he's referring to Bolt's win in the 100. He repeats, he's tremendous. He's the second person to do it, and congratulations. The thing for me, what I really admire about anyone is longevity. We still have to have the longevity and dominance through the era because, for me, performance-wise, you really have to put longevity in.
See, I don't find anything wrong with that because by winning in two different Olympiads, that is longevity.
Sure.
I mean, Jesse Owens was not allowed to have longevity. He wasn't allowed to. Because he ran in 36, there were no Olympics in 40.
Then the comment goes on further. I'm really not trying to take anything away from his performance because it was tremendous, but you've got to see the consistency over a period of time. As of now, it's just a four-year period, and you really have to see continuous dominance.
Okay, now that's not... I'm sorry, two Olympiads to me is dominance.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I mean, I see where he's coming from. He's saying, okay, well, he had it over the 4 years between Olympic games, but it has to go, it's been longer than that.
I mean, what do you have to do with three, four? What's the standard? To me, winning in back-to-back Olympics, the only time I would not get overwhelmed at winning at back-to-back Olympics was when they made the change in the Winter Olympics back in the 90s when they went from 92 to 94, from Albertville to Lillehammer. It was only 2 years.
That was when they did the alternating every 2 years.
Right. That's why they were trying to change the calendar so the Olympic Games were not always in the same year. They could alternate years. Organizationally better, and also it keeps it going. You know? it's a better plan anyway. I like it. But that's the only time I've ever thought of where I looked at an Olympic Games with repeat champions and thought, yeah, okay, fine. Because it was only 2 years.
Well, then last year, there's world championships that are in between, too. I mean, sure. Every year there's a world championship. And the reason that Bolt did not win in 2011, well, one of the main reason was he got disqualified for a false start.
Right.
So if he doesn't get disqualified, that's just poor judgment there, not necessarily a lack of athletic ability.
I'll tell you right now, we have not seen false starts in the Olympics. I saw one false start in the pool, and it turned out it was the distance swim. Chinese swimmer won it, and he was actually the one that had the false start.
Yeah, I think it was actually a starter issue, because the starter actually had him on the march.
No, he said
and then
start.
Took him off.
No, he said start.
Oh,
he
did he?
To the pool. Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I thought they were taking him off the platform at that point. Oh,
no.
I misunderstood that.
No. He just said something like, start. You know, and he jumped in. And everybody else went, come on back, man. Then it turned out that they saw were his feet because he was so far out in front. But that's the only false start of any kind. I haven't seen one false start in track when I've watched. Have you?
No, I haven't. And at one point, weren't you allowed to make one false start, and then it was considered a false start on the entire field, and then anybody after that would be disqualified?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought I remembered it being that way at one point, but maybe that's why we haven't seen any false starts. Maybe it's just the threat of disqualification. Everybody's a little paranoid.
Wow. But have you had enough of the Olympics, or are you still loving every second of it? Our number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565, and it's interesting. I have time this weekend. I will try to catch some of the U.S. Argentina in basketball. And I'll try and catch the Olympics this weekend, because this is a weekend I have some time to do it. So.
It appears as though the reason we're not seeing false starts is there's a zero tolerance false start policy now.
Well, they're good. They're hanging in the blocks longer. I like it.
Because it used to be you were allowed one false start, and then that false start, whoever did it, would be considered the entire field, and then the next person to jump would be disqualified. But now they're just doing it where you do it once and you're done.
Wow.
It was a rule change about 2 years ago, the way it looks.
All right. Well, I mean, what are you going to do on Monday?
Sean Carey asked me that same exact question today. He said, what are you going to do on Monday? I said, I don't know. I mean, the new TV season hasn't started. There's no football game. I don't know.
High school football practice starts Monday.
I may actually have to do some work and go see some Bucknell practices or maybe some high school practices. It's going to be terrible.
By the way, if those are wondering why Dakota Royer left, I can't tell you. I don't know. I just know I looked out the other day, and he wasn't there. And then found out later. The Honey Badger, though, on the move. Teron Matthew is probably going to have to go to FCS. He can't, he'd have to sit out. And he broke, evidently, some team rule at LSU. And he's out. Last year, LSU scored 6 touchdowns to go in front in a game. 3 of them were by him. How about that?
It's a nice little stat.
They scored 6 touchdowns last year that put them in front to stay, and I don't mean like it's the first quarter, but in highly competitive games, he scored 3 of them.
He has 2 years of eligibility left. He would have to sit out a year if he were to transfer to a major level university, but if he went down to FCS, he'd be able to play.
Yeah, well, he'll play. I mean, I can see Jacksonville State, for example, which ends up being the halfway house of college football.
The halfway house.
I mean, remember they took Florida State right to the rim?
Right.
Right. And then I looked at their roster. It's like, holy cow. The number of guys on that team that played FBS football, they had 11 guys in that team. I mean, 11 Division I guys, including the quarterback who had been at LSU.
I'm looking on their website to see if they have an announcement, but I don't see anything yet.
No. This all just happened.
No, I know.
But you look at their roster. Their roster's dotted with guys that were Division I guys. So my prediction is Jacksonville State, the halfway house of college football. One 800 795 9565 is the number. Friday afternoon on the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herr immersed in the Olympics, but even he has called this a boring Olympic day. What has gone wrong? You know what he needs? You know what you need?
What do I need?
You need what everybody else out there needs right now.
Okay.
It's been a long week.
Yeah.
A lot of things have done. You need a trip to Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket.
That's not a bad idea.
They're located on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. They have it all. You name the beverage, they have it. And on top of it, fabulous olives, incredible pickles, and much, much more.
If they're roasting peanuts, you can smell it when you make the turn onto Reagan Street.
See, that's what you need. You need Brewers Outlet. It's the weekend audience. Kick back. Make a stop at Brewers Outlet, then really enjoy the weekend. Also, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, where it's 11 and 15 Hummels Wharf, and Lenape Solar. They are the ones that power the hotline at 1-800-795-9565. Go to LenapeSolar.com. We will come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Gas pains have you down. Sunbury Motors Kia has the cure.
I wanna see you.
If you haven't noticed, gas prices are on the rise again. Well, Sunbury Motors Kia has the largest inventory of high MPG Kias that they've had all year. There's over 50 to choose from. Check out the 35 MPG 2012 Kia Soul, starting at $14,925. The amazing 2012 Optima Hybrid with 40 MPG, starting at $25,705. The built in the USA 32 MPG 2013 Sereno SUV, starting at an incredible $21,960. Every new Kia comes with a 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and a 5-year 60,000-mile basic warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Kia, you get an extra set of tires. Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
Kia Sorento and certain Optima GDI models are assembled in the United States from U.S. and globally sourced parts.
Hey, look, the tents are up at Kohl's Hardware. That means yard sale time.
Yard sale bargains, here we come.
Everybody loves a yard sale, especially when all the items are new. Like the yard sales at Kohl's Hardware.
Kohl's has the best prices of the year on selected discontinued and seasonal inventory. Shop Kohl's Yard Sale for patio torches, lawn furniture, tables, chairs and benches, citronella candles, fountains, bird baths, wind chimes and accent lights. Now is a perfect time to buy weed whackers, shop vacs, outdoor lighting, barbecue accessories, and pool supplies. Stock up for next summer on things you need now. Find the best bargains on kitchen appliances, garden accessories, and tools. Shop all the stores. Every store has unique closeout items, and shop every week because prices keep going down. It pays to shop every week. The longer the sale goes, the lower the prices. But shop early for the best selection. Kohl's Hardware. Find us on Facebook. We're close, convenient, helpful, and saving you money in your hometown.
Brewers Outlet Reagan Street Sunbury says, wow, beer, $2.59 a six-pack. Milwaukee's Best, just $2.59 a six-pack, purchased by the 30-pack for $12.95. Brewers Outlet always has a deal for you. Yingling Lager 16-ounce cans for $17.97. Arizona Tea, big cans, $15.95. Brewers Outlet, we are your beverage supermarket. When you think refreshing beverages, you should think Brewers Outlet Sunbury. Don't forget the Milwaukee's Best for only $2.59 a six-pack. Compare anywhere.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
No upbeat there on the Friday edition heading into the weekend. Don't forget, you head into the weekend, you go to the Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. It's the weekend. Where else do you want to start it? One stop at Brewers Outlet makes it a better weekend. And on top of it, we also have our beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and our Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. The Olympics are winding down. Are you going to miss the Olympics? You know, one last weekend to go. It's been two marvelous weeks. It was 2 weeks ago tonight that the opening ceremonies took place in London, filled with the pomp and pageantry that is the Olympics.
Closing ceremonies aren't nearly as interesting.
I don't watch them.
I do like the opening ceremonies, but the closing ceremonies are just, I mean, after you extinguish the flame and they take the flame, it's like, eh. It's too depressing to me.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, then there's Rio. This is where, when I come in on the 21st for the dinner, I think it'll be a good opportunity to sit down with Roger and talk about about sending you to Rio in 2016.
I'm not arguing one bit.
In fact, if you wish, we can do an exchange program with a radio station in Rio, where we can take a young Portuguese-speaking Brazilian and then convert him into an English-speaking broadcaster while you would have the thrill of then still working down there.
Hmm. That's tempting. An exchange program. I'll be the player to be named later.
I know it's tempting for us. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. You okay there?
I'm fine. Although I do, can we make it in the summer, though? I don't want to go down the Rio now. It's too cold right now.
Now, when will the Olympic Games in 2016 be? They're going to be like September, October?
You know, that's a great question. How far is Rio to where it would be a seasonal issue? I will find that out.
Work on it. Our number, 2729-625, 2729-625. I'm sorry. So just jump in, Lenape Solar Hotline. As Kevin looks, when the 2016 Olympics are going to be, 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. The Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar at lenapesolar.com. Kevin's looking up the dates of the 2016 Olympics. We have now put forward what we believe to be a great idea to pass along to management. An idea hatched by Sarah Bartlett and me.
Opening ceremonies are August 5th. Closing ceremonies, August 21st. So it's going to be a whisker later than it was, but definitely not like it was in Sydney.
Well, Sydney's much further south.
Right, absolutely.
Rio de Janeiro. I mean, what's the temperature in Rio right now?
Hang on, let me find
out. Just go to AccuWeather.com, put in Rio de Janeiro, and just find it. I mean, if I asked Bartlett, it would have been done 10 minutes ago.
I go to Rio.
Yes, we're anxious to send you there, really, believe me. Yeah. In fact, I was talking to Sean Carey and Drew Kelly the other day. You'd be amazed how people just love the idea.
You're funny.
What? No. I mean, there are very few times where you look around the room and you throw out an idea and everybody loves it. And the idea of sending you to Rio for the Olympics, everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. I mean, in fact, there were a lot of people saying the sooner the better.
If I go to, if I become a big hit in Brazil, I can be like all their athletes and have one name.
And what would yours be?
Just her.
Sanchez.
There is her. It's just, it rolls. I like that.
You know, jerseys made with your name on it?
I may do that anyway.
Your son Daniel sitting there going, we're what? We have one name? What? So what's the temperature in Rio right now?
I don't know. I can't find it.
Oh, for goodness sakes. All right, I'm fine. I'll look this up myself. All right. Let's see here. Very quickly, go over.
We got
hit
the Friday.
Button.
It's getting punchy on this program right
no,
now.
No, it's not. No, no, no. Hey, look. You know what? For goodness sakes. Okay. They're, what, an hour ahead
it's
of us.
It's 79
correct?
Degrees in Rio.
Well, then fine. Then the weather will be perfect for it. What's going on with this wintertime stuff?
Well, I didn't know how far. I couldn't remember geographically where Rio de Janeiro was. I mean, if they're further south, obviously the seasons are opposite.
Well, it's hot in Panama.
Yeah, but that's on the equator, kind of.
Ecuador?
Also near the equator, thus the name.
But northern Brazil is too. I mean,
well,
Rio de Janeiro
is Rio's kind of south.
I know it's south, but not that far down.
No. It's not chilly.
No. Rio de Janeiro, okay? Now, look, they have, let's see, 79 degrees and partly cloudy in Rio right now. Okay? The second largest city in Brazil. They're right there in the water. Let's see. They're right in the coastline. It's gorgeous down there. It's like South Carolina.
I love South Carolina.
Close to the Tropic of Capricorn, where the shoreline is oriented east-west, facing largely south. The city was founded as an inlet stretch of the coast. The population is 6 million. Metro, 13.5 million. Climate, tropical.
I'm there.
Like I said, the vote was unanimous.
I'm your man.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you with us. Let's get to Penn State football now. What's going on at camp? We did a lot yesterday on Media Day. I want to talk a bit about the freshmen and what's going on with them, but also in the injuries. Injury-wise along the way, Jordan Hill, slight hamstring. So that's something that an issue they got to have to deal with Jordan Hill, a slight hamstring for him. Allen Robinson dealing with a shoulder at wide receiver. Jacob Fignano still struggling with that hamstring. Donovan Smith, slight hamstring, close to being back. James Terry, also the same story, close to being back. Those are the injury guys. Royer, of course, has left the team. I do not know the circumstances as to why. Let's get to freshmen now and what freshmen are doing. I'll tell you, the guys that have stood out to me so far are Akeel Lynch, Geno Lewis, Daquan Davis have been the three guys, and Jake Kiley to a point, have been the three guys that have really stood out so far in all this. And also Brent Wilkerson has a chance to be a decent tight end in all this before it's all said and done. But they have, you know, they have some guys here that I think have a chance to be really good. Malik Golden has a chance to be really good. He's showing me something. Brian Harper's playing defense. Bench the quarterbacks, you know, progressing, doing well. Trevor Williams. Naheem Wortman's playing at linebacker. And they also have a kid by the name of Jack Hafner, who's a walk-on from State High, as a part of the mix. Derek Dowry's been out there, and he's done some very good things so far. So these are the freshmen. Jonathan Warner at the tight end spot. These are some of the freshmen that have initially at least stood out. Oh, Mark Archie Okono got hurt again. He's back on crutches. I mean, Archie just got back. So that hurts. I'll tell you a guy to watch out for is that, and this is where the Kevin Hapley thing is not as great to me as some people thought it was. I thought, okay, yeah, fine. All right. But Matt Lehman, here's a guy that slips through the cracks, and he walked on here a couple of years ago. This kid can play. Good size, excellent blocker, and a player. And Lehman is a guy that fits right into that tight end mix with Carter, Gilliam, and Jesse James. And Jesse James having another really good camp. And then you put Alex Kenny and Geno Lewis in that slot. You put Lewis in that slot spot with his size and his speed. That's one tough look right there. Geno Lewis, a player. And I like Akeel Lynch's running style, his quickness, and how he gets to the hole and makes things happen. Now, the one thing you can't have right now, the injuries, and one injury I missed, but this is going to be Ty Howell is going to be able to start doing some lift work next week. And this is the guy who's the long snapper and the short snapper. He snaps on points and punts. He's also your second-team center. So there's a domino effect there. Howell being your second-team center means that Frank Figueroa now has to be your second-team center. And Frank Figueroa is not yet the player Ty Howell is. So there would be a drop-off from Stankavich if something were to happen now. So Matt needs to stay healthy. He triggers the whole thing. He is the focal point of that offensive line. So Howell's out right now. We know Van Fleet's done for the year. That's why the Kyrie Fort thing was even more damaging, because you already had lost a guy who's actually playing better in Jamie Van Fleet. Is Jamie Van Fleet the athlete Kyrie Fort is? No. Is he a better linebacker? Yes. Because he throws his heart and soul into it. Losing him in the spring was really, really critical. So you have some guys that on this roster that along the way could have really been pluses in the current situation. Now, I think Penn State is down to, I want to say, 70 or 71 scholarship players right now. That's what they have now. Now, they can make up for that along the way, and I'll ask Bill O'Brien about this at some point, about certain walk-ons, for example, that have excelled and done well, like a Jamie Van Fleet, about elevating them to scholarship status because, frankly, they will have earned it. I'll give you a great example besides a guy like Jamie Van Fleet. Jake Fignano would be one. Derek Day. You know, guys like that who deserve it because of how hard they worked and how they worked their way up the depth chart. There's certain guys also in this offense that had to step up and take a leadership role, and McGloin obviously is the focal point of it. But at wide receiver, a guy like Shawnee Kersee needs to step and elevate his game. I'll give you an example. The other day they were doing a drill, and he was waiting his turn in the drill, and Bill O'Brien said, "Hey, Shawnee, first guy up." Now, why did he do that? He did that because he's trying to promote Shawnee Kersee in the leadership role. Hey, you should want to be the first guy up. You're the leader of the wide receivers. You should want to be the first guy and not wait your turn. You should be the guy that says, "Everybody over here, let's go." See, coaches try to make take those subtle messages and promote that. And that's what he's doing at this point with a guy like Shawnee Kersee, because Kersee can be really good, and he's off to a good start in camp. Matt Zanellato's off to a good start in camp. He's done well. Alex Kenny is off to a good start in camp. Christian Kuntz is off to a really good start in camp. The other day, he got up on the cart, and I thought, uh-oh, he got hurt again. No. They just had to retape some tape had come off his ankle, and they had to retape him. I thought, oh, good, because he was having off to a great start, but he's been injury-prone in his career. But I go back to certain guys that can step up and make a difference in this freshman class. And right away, I think of Kylie Davis, possibly Wortman, definitely Lewis, definitely Lynch. Malik Golden's another one that jump out to me right away as guys that can make a difference, and possibly even a Brent Wilkerson or a Jonathan Warner. They can make a difference right away. And I think Austin Johnson's getting a long look as well on that defensive front. Jordan Lucas is another guy getting a long look in all this, and he's on defense right now. Adrian Amos has had to split time between corner and safety because of the lack of depth initially in the secondary. He's the one guy that really can play both. Jesse Della Valle has been taking down that corner spot when Amos moves into the safety spot. And I think when you look at all of, I mean, the freshmen are filling valuable areas on this team in areas of depth, but also in playmakers. So who are the playmakers? Belton's a playmaker. Dukes is a playmaker. I think Lewis can be a playmaker. Kenny's a playmaker. Kersey's a playmaker. Robinson's a playmaker. Those are the guys that jump out to me right away that could be playmakers in this offense besides the tight ends. The four tight end spot, you know, keeping them healthy is important, but if they keep all of them healthy, that's a really good situation for Penn State at the tight end spot. Really good position for Penn State at the tight end spot in terms of depth and ability. So that's what I'm seeing so far as to where these guys can fill in and take important roles on the team. What's happened with them, though, is there is a learning curve for them that they have to somehow get through. Because veterans, of course, have had to take their time to figure out the terminology, the playbook, and things like that. Thus, they'd be more advanced. Doug in Wellsboro. Hi, Doug. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, Doug. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, so far, I'm tired of all the stuff that's been going on, so I'd like to talk a little bit about football. What have you noticed so far with the strength and conditioning program? How have the players looked compared to previous years? Have they said anything about stronger, anything like that, quicker?
Well, they all claim that they're stronger and quicker. I'll tell you, I do see definition in them. I see a guy like Adam Gress far more cut, more of a V shape for him. It's interesting to watch what they do. I mean, it's not just the free weights that they're working on, but the program that Fitzy has them on. They did a conditioning deal the other day where it wasn't just running. Their conditioning the other day consisted of those big ropes. You had to take and flip it up and down. The strength it takes to do that's incredible. They did running drill. They did over-the-shoulder medicine ball. They were taking huge mallets and hitting a tire. And, of course, they were then pushing the weights across the field as well. Though it was a six-station workout. I mean, as usual, I was exhausted watching it. So, but, I mean, that's what he does. Some of the stuff seems unconventional at first, but they're building different muscle groups. And I think what you've seen is certain guys have been able to actually, you look at the weights, they're a little bit different. They've gained weight with muscle, yet they're quicker. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I know Grass has gotten really, he's really took to it and gotten better. I mean, it's all about the offensive line like it always is. I mean, I'm getting sick of the years previous of watching them get pushed around by the better teams. I guess we'll just see what the results are.
Well, they're going to have to be, and I know that's one area that Bill O'Brien has talked about, that coming in, people told him, watch out for the offensive line, watch out for the offensive line. He came out of spring practice feeling far more confident about the offensive line, and I want to tell you this right now. Doug, Mac McWhorter is one heck of an offensive line coach. He really is a pro's pro there.
Why did he let him go at Texas then? Why did Mac get rid of him at Texas?
Well, you have to remember that in other football cultures, Doug, it is an acceptable practice that when your job is on the line, that if you get rid of assistants, you can then tell the administration, see, we're changing things up.
Yeah, I understand.
That, Doug, is in other football cultures accepted by Indianapolis.
I know exactly what you're talking about. One last thing. Is Marty participating in all the drills? Are they protecting his knee at all?
Marty is doing everything. Marty, in fact, I could not get to the 2:30 practice yesterday, so the last practice I saw was on Wednesday, and Marty had a great practice on Wednesday, did really well. So he is participating in every single thing that they do. He was allowed to have contact the 1st of June. His recovery has been remarkably quick, and he looks good out there.
Hey, will they have Nittany Lion Hotline in the fall, or is that going to go away? Do you know yet?
No, you're still stuck with me on Thursday nights, Duggar. Bill O'Brien and I are going to do the Penn State football show, which is what it will be called, beginning on Thursday, August 23rd, running through the entire season. We'll be located at Damon's on College Avenue in State College, which will also be the same spot where we'll have Patrick Chambers as well. So you're down there. We'll be down there for the full 55 minutes. My job is simple. Doug and Wellsbury, you're on with the coach, and then after that, I put my feet up.
I count on you, Steve.
Thanks, Doug. I'm glad right, somebody bye. Does.
You're the man.
All right. But thanks, Doug. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Show today brought to you by Brewers Outlet, located on Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There has never been a better time to buy a new vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln.
Why?
Because we had a record month in July. And here's why we sold more of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America.
Selection.
You want them, we got them.
Looking for savings?
How about saving at the pump? Hyundai has the most cars getting over 40 mpg.
Worried about financing?
With rates as low as 0%, you save big time.
And you want price?
Well, hold on to your hat. How about the 2012 Elantra, the North American Car of the Year, marked down to $18,985. Or the Red Hot 2012 Sonata, lowered to $19,996. Or maybe the sleek, sporty Veloster, also under $20,000. And don't forget the full line of Lincolns, with discounts as high as $6,500. And with an additional set of tires with any new vehicle, we're making American luxury affordable. At Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Brewers Outlet Reagan Street Sunbury says, wow, beer, $2.59 a six-pack. Milwaukee's Best, just $2.59 a six-pack, purchased by the 30-pack for $12.95. Brewers Outlet always has a deal for you. Yingling Lager 16-ounce cans for $17.97. Arizona Tea, big cans, $15.95. Brewers Outlet, we are your beverage supermarket. When you think refreshing beverages, you should think Brewers Outlet Sunbury. Don't forget the Milwaukee's Best for only $2.59 a six-pack. Compare anywhere.
Our number 1-800-795-9565. First two-a-day for the Nittany Lions is tomorrow. But like they've done with the collective bargaining agreement in the NFL, they really are limiting two-a-days. You're not allowed to have consecutive days of two-a-days. And the way they'll do it is a lot of intense work one day and a lot of walk work at night. So they'll have practices tomorrow, 9:30, I think 7:30 tomorrow night, then one on Sunday, and they'll probably have two Monday, and then Tuesday they're going to go at it. Yeah, they're going to go at it pretty hard on Tuesday next week. So I'm trying to find out exactly what's in the tank with all of this. They're not going to do any of the 150-play scrimmages, for example, like that one day in the spring, that one Saturday in the spring, they went 150 plays. You're like, hey, good. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do the freshmen feel as though this year that they have a really good shot at playing as opposed to maybe where they would have been, you know, maybe in July?
They have a really good shot at playing in the first game.
That's what I'm... Do they have that feeling?
They have a really good shot at playing in the first game. All of them do.
I mean, that's got to be exciting as an incoming freshman, knowing you've got a shot.
Because I want everybody to remember one thing, all right? Why did I just say that? If you play one play, you can't transfer.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You've said that before.
All right. I'm just telling everybody. I mean, look, they're going to throw the rules out there as what the rules are. Fine. You play a play, they can't transfer during the season. And the next time up, they can start transferring is November 25th.
You know, the thing that keeps ringing in my ears is what Coach had said yesterday at Media Day, 108,000. That, you know, and as a freshman, a true freshman, coming out and seeing 108,000 in the stands, I don't care where you played high school football, nothing's going to compare to that.
No, that's a big deal. I mean, there's no doubt it's a big deal. I think it's one of the best. They don't have a better advantage than that. I think it means a lot. I can tell you, I think it means a lot that they have that. I cannot begin to. One of the things I told the first, I did a press conference last night. Okay, and the vast majority of the press conference were questions you would expect based on the situation. When I went to speak to the club last night, and there was an awesome group. The first 10, 15 minutes was all about the situation. Then we started delving into football and then basketball. So I have now a pretty good idea of how it's going to go the rest of the time I go out to speak. I get it. I understand what people want to talk about and why and what their frustrations are. There are a lot of frustrations out there. For the football team, though, they're just absolutely excited that they're able to get out there and play football. And then my message to all the clubs in the end was, look, when things are great, you're in the thick of a national championship run. You're in the thick of a Big Ten championship run. You're playing in Nebraska, Ohio State, and Michigan, and Alabama. It's easy to get on the gravy train and drive to Beaver Stadium and be a part of something that exciting in combination with the atmosphere of the town, the tailgating, and things like that. It is easy to drive to want to be a part of something like that. You know, everybody wants to feel like they're a part of a winner, something positive, something that makes them feel better, and sports has the ability to do that. What's really tough is when things seem to be down and out. What's really tough is when you can't play for a Big Ten championship, you're not allowed to, and you can't go to a bowl game because you're not allowed to. And when the margin of error is thinner compared to the gravy train years. But that is, in reality, when a team needs their fans more than ever. They need their fans to jump in and give them support the way that they did with that 3,000 to 4,000 that showed up at that rally before the workout last week, which blew the players away. That's where you need your fans. You need your fans more than ever when they can take that margin of error and they can swing it your way. So you would hope, and I would hope, there'd be 108,000 people with the ability of saying, look, we'll show everybody exactly how we feel about our football program and be out there all seven games. Because I think they can swing games Penn State's way just by being there. And I think they can really put a shock into an opponent, but looking around saying, I thought this place was down and out. I thought this place was dead. This isn't dead. They said, we shouldn't have walked in here. I mean, that's what you want to create for an atmosphere and the kind of support that these players need. And these are the players, and again, I go back to the names on the back of the jerseys. These are the players that looked at all of you and said, look, I stayed. I want to be a Penn State football player. Because this isn't a case of looking at a group of players that didn't have any options. Thus, these are the guys that stayed. Quite the opposite. Over and over. You don't think Hodges didn't have options? Motti? Zordich? Kersey? Hill? Willis? Amos? Massaro? Stanley? You don't think they didn't have options? I mean, I don't mean an option. I mean options plural. You don't think Belton didn't have options? Dukes? Well, Lynch obviously did. But these players all had not just an option, but multiple options. And they chose to play for you.
Steve, real quick, I have Buzz on the line here. Wants to ask a real quick question before we
go ahead, Buzz.
Steve, has there been an occasion where NCAA has rethought a punishment over a period of a couple of years and changed it? You see, if they start thinking about this for the next couple of years and say, you know, this really was not fair, we're going to lift this suspension. Any possibilities on that? Is there a history or precedent for that?
There really isn't a history or precedent for it. But what has happened over the years, Buzz, is that the NCAA has taken its time usually in cases. And in this case, they didn't take their time. They didn't let certain things play out. Thus, right. I think the door could open to a lessening if certain things happen to swing it their way.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Buzz, thank you. All right. Week is over. It was a busy, productive week, at least for most of us.
Bye, Olympics.
Glad to see that go bye-bye.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.